Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Beis Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simen Shin Zayin, and we're at Sif Tes on the third line. The Mechaber tells us, Mutu Lahachshich, a person is allowed to go to the edge of the Trum on Shabbos afternoon, Litlosh Peros Vasova Miginoso, to go after Shabbos and detach fruits and grasses from his garden, Vechubaso, from his ruin, from his property, Shibisocha Trum, that are within the Trum. So he's not going outside the Trum, and therefore he's allowed to go anywhere he wants on Shabbos within his Trum, even though his purpose is to be nearby there right after Shabbos is over in order to be able to detach the fruits. Why is this not a problem? The rabbis only said you're not allowed to go and do standing by the edge of your Trum, Ela Besofa Trum. That's when you're going towards the edge of your Trum to be able to travel beyond your Trum as soon as Shabbos is over. Because in that situation, Mishum Deminka Remilsa, it's clear why you're standing over there. You're waiting to go right after Shabbos. You're getting as close as you can there on Shabbos. And the minute Shabbos is over, you go beyond the Trum to wherever you have to go. As opposed to in this situation, it's not clear, it's not recognizable why you're going where you're going within your Trum on Shabbos. If it were recognizable, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, then it's not allowed. But since it's not recognizable that you're going there to be able to go and detach the fruits right after Shabbos, therefore it's permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamites, U'mayrish eino omeid etzalagina. We're talking here that you're not standing right next to where the fruits are within your Trum. Di lav hachi, because then it would be hachi, hari min karmilsu, would be recognizable and evident, ayida amimaso, because you're standing right there, shirot shalasus ba ezadovid motzi Shabbos. Why are you standing by this tree coming to the end of Shabbos? It must be that you want to do something with this tree. And we said that that's not allowed. Ukidel b'simin shin vav sif aleph, and ayin sham mishnah berurah sif katan aleph. These details which we've already learned. The mishnah berurah continues in sif katan mem, and it says because it's recognizable. Avo b'tocha trum, when you're walking within your trum, lo min kremilsa. As opposed to when you're going to the edge of your Trum, it's recognizable why you're there. When you're within your Trum, it's not recognizable why you're there. And therefore, amashu machshich, it's not clear why you where you are at the end of Shabbos. So therefore, it's allowable. And the lo domi, it's not comparable. L'mash kosev shin vav sif aleph, as we just pointed out, the osul ayim bin chosev. You're not allowed to go and look at your properties to go and see what needs to be done. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. For example, go lelech b'toch sadeu chadomelazeh liros matzorich lasos lemocho. You're not allowed to go on your properties and check them out and see, oh, I got to do this tomorrow, I got to do that tomorrow. V'afilu imhi b'soch ha-tchum, also shom. And we said, even when it's within the tchum, you're not allowed to do that. And again, the reasoning was, the hosum min kura milsa b'chol gavna shu mechashiv lasos b'ezep. Because in that situation, it was clear and evident why you were where you were. You're looking at this fence, and you're obviously thinking it needs to be fixed, or you're looking at this building, and something needs to be done with that building. So therefore, you're not allowed to go and take that type of a spatzir on your property where it'd be evident why you're going to do that. It's clearly that you're doing something, you're being mechashiv on your property, which you're not supposed to do. Kigon shusamuch lizman harisha, for example, we're talking here, it's right next to the time that you have to plow, olzman l'ktsira, the time you have to harvest, olzman nikush asada, the time to weed the field, etc., chadome. So anything like this, it's obvious why you're walking there. And that's why we said in Sif Aleph, v'zeh osu mishum mimtza ochavtucha, you're not allowed to take care of your business on Shabbos, and that would be a violation of this. And therefore, l'chein asu gam kem b'gemara, l'tayala pesach ha-medina. That's why the Gemara also said that you can't go take a walk to the entrance way to the city, so you should be ready to go right after Shabbos is over, to go to the bathhouse that's right adjacent to that, because that's where they used to put their bathhouses. That's where they would put their bathhouses. And therefore, you can't do that, because it's obvious, it's recognizable to everybody, that that is why you went there. And therefore, hakomi tamzeh, that's why you're not allowed to do this. As opposed to masha ein kein binyanenu, as opposed to asif over here, where we said lo min kremil, so it's not clear why you're walking. Elokishamachshik b'sofa tchum, as opposed to when you're walking at the sofa tchum, where it is recognizable why you're going there. There, it's clear that you're going to do something that is also to do on Shabbos. However, the bottom line is, the only time it's really aser, however, even if it appears that it may be aser, is if you really intended for that. But if you just want to go walk afterwards over there and you're not doing something that's aser, so then you would be allowed to go and do this. The etzem halicha eino dvar iser, because the walking beyond the trum is actually not something that is aser, as we've already learned. Bottom line from this long Mishnah Berurah is that if it's recognizable that you're doing something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to go set yourself up to do it on Shabbos. But if it's not recognizable that you're doing something that's also, or if you're really not doing something that would be also, so then you are allowed to do it. Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Mutter loma lechaveru, a person is allowed to tell his friend on Shabbos, Shmor li peros shebit chumcha, v'ani eshmor peros secha shebit chumi. You go watch my fruit, which is in your tchum, which is outside the area that I can go to, and I will watch your peros, which are in my tchum, which you're not allowed to go and reach, because it's outside your tchum. And the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Mem Aleph, Hainu afilu ayom, you're even allowed to do this on Shabbos itself. The komashvulon, and the chiddush over here is, the lo neima, the heavy kimosha sokro. We don't consider this like you're hiring him. We don't consider you're watching for him to be a payment, so to say, for him watching for you. And Dear Shifut number 41 brings down, this is true, even though you can't get to that place and he can't get to your place, nevertheless, you're allowed to do this. It's not called Daber Dover, Kivin Shilachaveiro, Mutul Alecha Sham, because he's allowed to go to where he's going and you're allowed to go to where you're going, so therefore there is no concern of Daber Dover. He points out as well that if somebody has accepted upon themselves Shabbos already, albeit it's early, it's Tosefet Shabbos, since somebody else could, in fact, who hasn't yet accepted upon themselves Shabbos, be told something, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Mutter, Shabri Yodu, Lo Melechaveiro, Shadayin Lo Kibelas HaShabbos, Lichtov Avuru Achshav. So since somebody else could do this, so you'd be allowed to actually tell somebody who can't do it, that's not a violation over here of Daber Dover. The issue for number 42 explains why this isn't the problem of Schar Shabbos. I'll watch for you, you watch for me, why that's not called the payment. So he brings that from the Or Sameach. She iser Schar Shabbos lo nemar ele b'mi she hischadesh v'hitosef lo momon machmas pu'ulosh os b'Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is only a problem if you're gaining something. That the fact that you're not having to pay something, that's not called Schar Shabbos. He then brings down as well, if you want to exchange on call with somebody, whether it's a Toranut of some sort that you have to work in the kitchen, or whether you're in a hospital, etc. So he says, you're exchanging one day for another, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, based upon this, says, She'efshar she'ein zedech shav kischar Shabbos. That exchange of the dates is also not called Schar Shabbos, possibly. Kivin she'einu nosin lo dover, because you're not actually getting something, you're just exempting yourself from working on another day for working over here. Sif Yud Aleph. Mechaber writes, Hashoel Dovar Mechavero. If you're borrowing something from a friend, Lo Yomar Lo Halveni. Don't use the language, which in Hebrew is Halveni, lend this to me. The Mashma Lizman Meruba. That implies that it's going to be for a significant period of time. The Lashon of Halveni, a Halva, implies for some period of time. And in this situation, Veikol Meichash Shema Yichto. We're concerned that since this is a loan for a long period of time, the person may come to write it down. Instead, Elo Yomalo Hashileni, may I borrow this, which implies that this is a shorter period of time and it's unlikely that the person will go and write it down. So in Hebrew, one has to be careful with these two different languages, Halveni versus Hashileni. Ubeloshun Laz, the Mechaber points out, however, in non-Hebrew, She'ein chiluk ben halveni l'hashileni, in English, can I borrow this, would be for a long term or for a short term. So he says in this situation, Soroch Shiyomar, Tenli. It's better to say, please give this to me, rather than I would like to borrow this from you. Let's analyze this further in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Beis. And he writes, Distam halva shloshim yom. In Hebrew, when you use a lashon of halva, it implies for 30 days, and therefore, v'yesh lachush, shema yichtov ha-malve, halva asu l'zikoron. The person may come to write it down. He'll forget it, and the Shabbos will come to write it down, and therefore, we don't allow you to use this language. Avol she'ela, when you use the term hashileni, dizman ul'altir, which normally means that you could get it back at any moment in time. I lend this to you, well, can you give it back to me now? So, ein chashash shema yichtov. That normally would not involve a concern that the person will come to write it down. Mishabura adds, u'mamokim shenogim shestam halva rashay litbo al alter, and in a place where even a halva could be asked for immediately back, kamo shenogim b'minasenu, as the Mishabura says, is common in his places, rashay lomar halveni, you are allowed to go and use the terminology of halveni, and this is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham. And he says as well, look in the Bir Halacha, Shein Zabarer, and in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Uzman Meruba, he brings down that there are those that disagree with this Mogen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Gimel continues, and he writes, Kosav Brim Regod, the Mishnah Rashba, the Brim Regod writes the name of the Rashba, the B'lashon Halva, Lo Mahani, Afilu Im Masni Imo, Shemaveo Rakhlis by Mutter, Muat. You shouldn't use this language of Halveni, of a Halva, even if you're going to do it only for a short period of time, not stam for 30 days. The Lo Plug Rabbanu, because the rabbi said across the board, don't use this language of Halveni. Furthermore, Okasa Priyamagadim, he further writes, Dafiluim Lovis Svarim Shudvar Mitzvah, even the lending of books, which is of course a mitzvah to lend somebody a svarim, Gamkin lo yamar loshon hava. You still shouldn't use the language of hava over there as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Dalet, but instead you should say tenli, or mutter, gamkin l'sayim, and you're even allowed to respond afterwards, ve'achzor ve'tein l'cha, and I will return it and give it back to you. That's not a problem. The issue footnote 44 points out that even though the Shulchan Aruch said that in foreign languages other than Hebrew, there is no difference usually between the Lashon of Halveni and Hashileni, nevertheless, he brings down from the Avni Miluim, She'en Kanavanaso, Ela Bedvarim, She'en Noagim Lahashivam Be'atzmam. This is only talking about something which you normally don't give the item itself back. For example, if I lend you a glass of milk, I don't expect to get that glass of milk back. I get maybe a different glass of milk back or nothing at all. And he says, when you say in a foreign language, balas, hashileni, nechshav hador kavod, then even using the terminology of hashileni, that's like a halva, because you're not expecting to get that cup of milk back, and that normally you expect to get repaid within a 30-day period of time. But if you're giving something to somebody that you expect to get that item back, so you're giving him, for example, a book, you expect to get that specific book back. So since that chayfetz is existent, it's not being used and a different object being returned, then that is allowed over here, and you could ask for it back at any point in time. Therefore, even if you use the Lashon over here of something that would be like Halveni in the foreign language, that's not considered Halva, and it is allowed. The issue for number 45 brings down, if the person who's borrowing it says, please lend this to me, and use the Lashon Halveni, which we said is not allowed, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that it would be permissible for the one who's loaning it, the Malve, to say to him, also lo lahalvos b'Shabbos. I'm not allowed to use the Lashon of Halveni on Shabbos, but I'm allowed to say lahashil, and then I'm allowed to give it to you as a she'ela rather than as a halva. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hagah, when you're lending something on Shabbos, and you don't trust the person. You want to give it to him, but you're afraid that he's forgetful and he's not going to remember that you lent it to him. You're allowed to take a collateral from that person. However, you're not allowed to specifically state, go and take this mashkon over here as a collateral, because that would be to have a ku'uv de dechol. So you can take it, but you're not allowed to say, this is a formal collateral in order that the loan that I'm giving you, I should have a collateral against it. So essentially, the person who's borrowing it is allowed to give a collateral, but the one who's lending it can't say, I demand to have a collateral over here, because in that situation, it's ku'uv de dechol. The Ramah continues and he writes, Kishem Shein Lovim Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to go and lend these things on Shabbos in the way that we said is prohibited, Kachin Porim Shabbos. Likewise, he brings out from the Rivash that a person shouldn't repay his debts on Shabbos, not over here return the borrowed object on Shabbos. Shabbos explains in Sifkat Mem, hey, when we said that you're allowed to give a mashkon, the mashkon that you give, Vedavka, Yayin, Veshemen, Vedover, Shutzorach Shabbos, it should be something which could be used theoretically on Shabbos. Abol Dover, Sheino Tzorach Shabbos, also laniach lov mashkon, but something which can't be used on Shabbos, that shouldn't be used as the collateral over here. However, he does bring down in Dershavut number 46 that if it's Letzorach Mitzvah, it might be permissible anyway. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Vav writes that the Ramah said over here, just like you're not allowed to go borrow something on Shabbos, you shouldn't repay something on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu afilu im lovim menu kade yayim b'shemen l'zman meruba. Even if it was something like wine or oil, which you had borrowed for a period of time, you shouldn't go and repay it. Also, l'farim b'shabbos. You shouldn't go give it back to the person on Shabbos. The kishem shibahalva gazrina shema yachtov. Just like we're concerned that if you borrow something for an extended period of time, a halva, that they may come to write it down on Shabbos, so too we're concerned over here, Kach bipiron, when you return it, gazrina, we make a gzer over here, the Ramah says, Shema yimcho kachov minapinkos. The person who's receiving it may erase the debt from his ledger, and therefore that's a concern over here. Then he brings down from Tosos, Atosos kosu, dim omer beloshul chazora, beloshul priya. If he says, I'm returning it to you, as opposed to I'm repaying my debt, then it would be permissible, mutter. Because the isle hekera, because this is a different form over here, and it would be recognizable that you're doing something to make sure that he doesn't forget that it's Shabbos and erasing it, and therefore, since you're doing it in an unusual way, it will make sure that he doesn't go by mistake and forget that it's Shabbos and erase it. The issue footnote number 47 brings down over here from Rosh Shlomo Zalman that nowadays we don't make any distinction between I'm returning my debt and I'm repaying my debt over here, or the item, it would be also lahachzir b'Shabbos sefer shol. It should be, according to this, forbidden for a person to return a sefer. Because even though he says, I'm returning it, as opposed to I'm returning my debt, nevertheless, we say that it's not allowed. Shahari ein ba miraso shomer belosha chazara heker lahaskil lebalim shalom limchok, because the balim won't know over here. That won't be a reminder to them. Oh, don't erase this by accident. And he's talking about over here in a place where obviously they would write down that somebody borrowed a sefer and then they would erase it when somebody returned it. However, he does say that according to the Avnei Milum that we just mentioned in Dirshu foot number 44, that an item that is meant to be returned itself extant, as opposed to you return a different item, it wouldn't be a problem. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. That which we said over here is in regards to something which is a food item and is a tzorech of Shabbos. But if you're returning something that has no possible benefit for use on Shabbos, then you shouldn't return it or say, I'm repaying my debt, I'm returning it in any way, brought down the name of the Achronim. Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Zimein Orchim. This is a very important sif over here, which discusses reading items that have been written down, such as menus or lists of things like that. So if a person invited guests, v'heichel hamini megodim, and he prepared various delicacies for them, and he wrote this down, v'kosav b'chsav kama zimein, he writes down on a piece of paper how many people he invited, v'kama megodim heichel lachem, and how many different dishes and delicacies he's making for them, also likroso b'shabbos, a person is not allowed to read this on Shabbos. Afilu mukosav al-gabi kosel gavoh harbe, even if it's written very high up on the wall, where he won't be able to erase it or change it, nevertheless, lo plug. The rabbi said, mishum gzeira shema yikra b'shtari yadyotos, because you may come to read various documents and things that are not permitted to be read on Shabbos, v'hainu shtari chovos v'cheshbonos, this is dealings with IOUs and calculations that you're not allowed to read, and therefore you're not allowed as a gzeira over here to go and read things that otherwise would be permitted. And the Ramah adds, da'afilu li'ayin behem below kriya osur, and even to look at them without really reading them is also forbidden, brought down in the name of the Rosh, the Ran, and the Tur. Now this requires quite a bit of explanation. And let's see inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Zayin, and a number of Dirshu footnotes if we have time. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gemara Yisishtei Tamid, there are two reasons why the Gemara forbid a person to read a menu or something like that. Number one, echad shema yimchok min ha'orchim, because you may come to erase one of the guests because you don't have enough food, or min ha'megadim, or some of the delicacies because it's either too expensive or you don't have enough. Dainu shelafam min roesh shelo heichin lahem kol tzorcham. You're going to see that you don't have enough for everybody. Umischarit shezimein orchim yosim min ha'roi, and you're going to be upset and sad that you invited too many people, and you may come to do umochik min ha'ksav, you'll come to erase some of the guests kedei shelo yikroyim ha'shamish. So the person who's going to go invite these people is going to be given the list, and all of a sudden you're going to erase two names from the list because you don't have enough food. Likewise, so with the delicacies that you're preparing, gam came misnachim l'fam l'matam. You're going to have a charata. You have too much food over here, and you're going to want to come to erase some of them. So therefore, you're not allowed to do this. That's reason number one. You may come to erase something. V'otam, then we have the reason that the Mechaber brought down, shemu yavu likros gam mishtari adyotus, that you may come to read documents that you're not allowed to read. V'zel also kilikami sif yugimel, as we have already read in the Mechaber, that is forbidden. How do we allow a shamish assistant over here to go and read from the written document to invite the people? So yesh machmirim, there are those that forbid this. The nehi, the l'shem yimchok, in regards to the concern, the first concern that the Mishnah Berurah brought down for the Gemara, that maybe you'll come to erase it, we don't have to be concerned about that, because the servant, the shamish over here, isn't going to erase something without the permission of the owner, and for the reasons that we just explained, that wouldn't theoretically be a problem over here, nevertheless, but the second reason, which is one the Mechaber brought down, still applies, that you may come to read other documents. But a big cool over here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is because since this is a Sudas Mitzvah over here, one can be lenient and allow the Shamish to go and read from the list. Because this is included in things for Hashem that are allowed. Likewise, the Gabbai in Shul can read announcements in Shul, that's also permissible. However, the Shari Tshuva brings down that we are lenient in other ways as well. Even if it's not a Sudas Mitzvah, even for a Sudas or Rishutz, he allows it. Because the rabbis never made such a gzera for the Shamish. Because if you don't allow him to read from this list, he could easily not invite certain people and invite wrong people. And Rachmona Litzlan, we could have the Uvda, the Kamsu, Bar Kamsu, famous more in Gittin, which led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash when the wrong person was invited and the right person was not. Sivkot and Memches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, even if it's high up on the wall, Shein Magil Shom Limchok, you can't go and reach it and adjust it. Nevertheless, low plug, the rabbi said, you're not allowed to do this. There are a number of very important Dershu footnotes over here that we will, Amir Tz Hashem, do tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.